From Spark and Anvil and Lyric Forge, this is Spark in Chapter 1 of the Lyric Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Pip met Spark on a summer evening. The meadow had gone quiet. Fireflies had come out.
He sat on the soft meadow grass. Fireflies floated slowly around him. Pip muttered a new song. He tried to hear what was wrong. Spark landed on a blade of grass beside him. Spark was a young firefly. She was tiny and sharp. Her tail glowed softly. It was a steady light, like a nightlight. She listened to Pip for a bit. Then she spoke. Her voice was small but clear. "Your song is full of big, fuzzy words," she said.
Pip jumped. He had never heard a firefly talk before. "What do you mean?" he asked. Spark said, "Watch."
She showed him something amazing. She changed her tail light. It helped show the difference. Pip read his line. "The feeling of being outside is nice." Spark's glow faded. It was just a tiny, weak flicker. Pip then read Spark's idea. "The cool grass under my bare feet." Spark's tail flashed bright. It was a strong, clear light. Pip stared. Spark explained. "Words you can see make me glow," she said. "Fuzzy words make me dim." She went on. "You can't see feeling, but you can see cool grass under my bare feet. People listening can picture the second one. They can't picture the first." She paused. "Good songs stick with you. They are full of clear pictures. Songs that don't work are full of fuzzy words."
Pip's jaw dropped. He was amazed. He had never noticed how many fuzzy words he used. He thought about his songs. He thought about all the hours he spent. He looked at his songs again. He saw lines like "the feeling of joy" or "the beauty of the night." They were full of words like feeling, hope, beauty, mood, sadness, and joy. They sounded fancy to him. He thought they made his songs sound smart. But Spark was right. They were just fuzzy words. No one could picture them. How could you draw a picture of mood? You couldn't. His songs felt empty. People had nothing real to grab onto. No wonder his friends just said "nice." They couldn't see anything. Spark taught Pip for many nights. The meadow became their classroom. Fireflies blinked around them. Spark showed him how to swap fuzzy words for clear pictures. Sadness became the empty chair by the window. Pip would write it down. Spark's tail would glow brighter. Beauty became the way the sun caught the rim of the cup. Pip would try another. Hope became the small green shoot in the cracked sidewalk. Each new picture made Spark's tail glow even brighter. Pip started to use Spark's glow. It told him what worked. He would read his songs to Spark. Sometimes he'd read a line and Spark would just flicker. "Needs work," she'd chirp. So Pip would try again. He'd find a new picture, a clearer one, a stronger one, until Spark's tail lit up like a tiny beacon. Lines that made her glow were good. Lines that made her dim needed fixing. It was like a secret code, a code for making songs real. 2 years later, Pip was 18. Spark's glow was his main way to check his songs. He could even guess what Spark would do. He knew the difference between clear words and fuzzy words. But Spark still came to his lessons. Her bright glow was real. Students could see it. It was the best teaching tool at the academy. Pip taught his first lesson. It was about making pictures with words. He pointed to Spark. She was resting on a grass blade. Her tail glowed softly, as always. "This is Spark," Pip told the class. "Her tail glows bright for clear words. It dims for fuzzy words. Watch."
He read two lines out loud. "The feeling of being outside is nice." Spark's tail dimmed. The students saw it. They whispered, "Oh." Pip read the next line. "The cool grass under my bare feet." Spark's tail flashed bright. The students saw that too. They gasped louder this time. Pip said, "Clear words make Spark glow. Fuzzy words make her dim. The same thing happens in people's heads. They can picture clear words. They can't picture fuzzy words. Show them what you mean." Spark nodded. Her voice was small but bright. She said, "Specific, specific, specific. Abstractions dim me. Images brighten me." Students asked Pip if making clear pictures with words was hard. Pip quoted Spark. "It's not hard," he said. "It's just checking. For every line, ask, can someone see this? If yes, it's a clear picture. If no, it's a fuzzy word. Change the fuzzy word. Add a clear picture instead. Then people's minds light up, just like Spark's tail. And that, Pip tells them, is the feeling he chases every single time. The warm little jolt of joy when a listener suddenly sees what you saw, and you can tell, from their gasp, from their smile, that your picture landed right inside their heart.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Spark. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.